Mother Earth says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And Father Sky says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Living creatures say, take good care of us. Please do not hurt us. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And we are here to be ourselves, to be with one another, to be with our surroundings, to be. And we are here to take care of ourselves, to take care of one another, to take care of our surroundings.
Greetings. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat-Kitishi Native American Center. We are broadcasting on RFPI, Radio for Peace International, Global Community Radio. Akwe, welcome. This is your host, Ones Pritzker. Wolf Mountain Radio focuses on protecting Mother Earth, defending Native lands and Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Please listen now to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Ho, Kanawantakwasin, to all of our relations.
Dar Shanakawe, Kentucky.
Music from Oneida singer-songwriter Joanne Shenandoah from Silver Wave record CD entitled Many Blessings. That particular song, The Great Law of Peace. And as most listeners to Wolf Mountain Native Radio know, Joanne Shenandoah is Oneida, which is one of the original tribal nations of the Haudenosaunee, originally 5 sovereign tribal nations, and then, of course, 6 nations now. Ashkwe, greetings and hello, everyone. Welcome to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. In today's program, we are very honored to share a presentation by the White Roots of Peace. The White Roots of Peace, from the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, was a group of traditional Native people of the 6 nations who shared the Haudenosaunee Great Law of Peace by speaking to audiences all over North America. The Great Law of Peace, as most listeners to Wolf Mountain Radio have heard, is the teaching of the peacemaker, of how humans are to live in peace with each other and with Mother Earth. It is represented by Kurrendawan, the Great Peace Tree, a great white pine tree whose 4 roots spread out across Mother Earth. In the long ago time before Europeans arrived on Turtle Island, North America, among some tribes, there was killing, war, and greed. Mohawks, Senecas, Onondagas, Oneidas, and Cayugas, who lived in the northeast woodlands in what is now called New York and South Canada, were known for violence. There was great disharmony between humans and the natural world, our animal and plant relatives. The Creator saw this, and so, as I understand the teaching of the Great Law of Peace, the Great Spirit sent a spiritual leader, a prophet, the peacemaker, to teach peace and bring unity to the 5 warring Indian nations. Traveling in a beautiful white canoe across Onondaga Lake, the peacemaker spoke to the people. He presented a code of ethics, the Great Law. It is a cultural, spiritual lifeway based on our Native American principle of the 7th generation, to always consider how your actions will affect Mother Earth in 7 generations into the future. The peacemaker called for the warriors to put down their weapons and end warfare. He talked to each of the 5 nation chiefs of the importance of honoring Mother Earth by developing a culture of peace where everyone lives in equal respect of each other in a democratic society. As an expression of this culture of peace, the peacemaker held 5 pine tree needles clasped together in his hand, symbolizing a united Indian Confederacy. At a grand council of chiefs and people, the peacemaker then uprooted a great tree, Karandawan. He instructed that all weapons be thrown into their deep hole under this giant great white pine tree to bury the hatchet, so that war, greed, and violence would no longer be accepted. That became known as the Haudenosaunee Great Law of the Five Nations, or Iroquois. Later, another tribe, the Tuscarora, joined the Grand Council and created what is now known as the Six Nations of the Haudenosaunee, with the Great Law of Peace that still governs the Haudenosaunee and serves as a guide for all of humanity. In 1980, in the early years of Wolf Mountain Native Radio, when my program was broadcast on WMEB Campus Radio, I had the honor to bring seven members of the White Roots of Peace to Wabanaki Territory for a lecture tour. They spoke at both Penobscot and Passamaquoddy reservations, as well as at the University of Maine, where I was an ecology student and member of a Native American Students Organization that co-hosted the White Roots of Peace visit with my Native Radio program. Today's broadcast is my recording of their presentation, done with White Roots of Peace permission. Please be aware that this is an old recording, so the audio quality is not the best. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. Aho, Kinon Wontakwasin, to all of our relations.
We are seven young members of White Roots of Peace, and what we're trying to do is we're trying to revitalize the Indian way of life. We're trying to encourage our brothers and sisters, the Native people across this land, across this country, that they should not lose or they should not give up the sacred way that the Creator gave us people to live by. As we are gathered here, I like to start or open up the council the way it always has been done amongst my people. They instruct to us that there are certain words, or there's a thought that we must have at all time, and especially when we have come together here, so that there may be a place for our future generations to put their feet upon the Mother Earth, and so that we can have an understanding about the way the Mohawk people hold their councils together. So we will try and we hope that we can have an exchange of culture, that you will be a part of what is going on, and I hope this prayer will give you a direction on how our councils have always been held. We are instructed that whenever we come together, that we must say a thanksgiving acknowledgement. And also, it is very important to myself and to the traditional way of our people that this prayer be said in the language of my people. And so, I will start off briefly in the Mohawk language, and then I will translate it into the English language, so that all of the people that are gathered here tonight may know the words, or may hear the words of my people from hundreds and hundreds of years ago and to this very day. First of all, we start in this way, that we look about this room, that we see and we recognize that we are brothers and sisters of the same creation, that we all have life. And as we are coming in this room, as we see each other, seemingly everyone is in good health. Seemingly everyone has peace in their mind at this time. And so it is that nothing around us, we have heard nothing that might take away a peace of mind that we have. We are always grateful that we see each other in the ancient way of our people. We are grateful that we have peace in our mind and good health. That in this time, I like to ask that we would put our minds together and we make it one. And in the oldest way of our people, with one mind, we give an attention we look at each other and give greetings to each other for good health and for well-being that we come together here at this time, so be it our mind. It is the Creator, our Great Spirit, made the earth. He instructed to our people that we call this earth our mother. And it is the earth that is supporting our feet yet today as we are walking about on her body. It is the Mother Earth who gives birth and supports all life on this land. She had been given original instruction by the Creator long time ago, and she faithfully followed that way as she's given us life. She's given us birth and continue a good health for all of our food, all of our nourishment, all of our well-being comes from the earth, the one who support our feet at this time. So it is, I ask, that we would put our minds together as brothers and sisters, for we are human beings, the way it is instructed, that we have the same heartbeat. And it is in that way, I ask, with one mind, we be grateful to the earth, we be grateful and say thank you to our mother. At this time, so be it our mind. It is also upon the Mother Earth, the Creator or the Great Spirit, the Supreme Being, he planted upon the Mother Earth many kind of shrubbery, trees, all the beautiful flowers. He gave them a life. He gave them a cycle to follow, such as he has given us a life and a cycle to follow. He gave the trees birth, gave them instruction that they will grow upward, strong. They would set example for us to follow. That we would get many things from the tree life. It is from the fruit. It is the air that is freshened for us by the trees. It is the materials that we use in our lodges that we must always be grateful for, to the natural way, the tree life, to the flowers that we get sweetness for our food, to the flowers that bring much beauty and peace to our eyes as we walk about the Mother Earth, to all the shrubbery that give us medicine, so that the sick or the weak may be given a good medicine that may continue a good life, that they may be strong to stand up and to look at one another as brothers and sisters, to all life, to the trees. They too are part of our family, indeed a part of us. And so it is in the words of Mohawk people, in the way of the Mohawk people, I ask that we will put our minds together and we make one. As one mind, we say thank you to all the trees, to all the beautiful flowers, and to all the plant life upon the Mother Earth. So be it our mind. There is another upon the Mother Earth. There is the water spirit in lakes, ocean, rivers, in small stream. They too were given a cycle of life. They too were given a way that they should follow. They too have a voice and they have life just like you and I do. Sometimes a loud thundering noise, voice of the ocean. Sometimes a small trickling noise of the streams, rebirth and freshness, quenching our thirst all the time. We use that water in many ways and we relate to it in family ways. To the water spirit and to the water life, we still flow upon the Mother Earth. We say thank you. And now in the sky world, it is the four winds that blow, clarify the air for us. It is the four winds that blow. Where I come from the north, it brings a cold winter weather, giving a blanket, covering the Mother Earth with snow in the winter time. It is in the springtime that the wind from the south blow. They give us a warmth, a rebirth of spring, and life will return. To these winds, who too were created, who too were completed by the great mystery, we make prayer all the time. We say thank you, for it helped us in many, many ways. It is at this time also to the thunder people and the thunder spirit, his voices we still hear it as a loud thundering, purifying the air. We call them grandfathers and make ceremony and say thank you to them as well all the time. As one mind, we said thank you to the women and to the Thunder people, our grandfathers, so be it our mind. It is in a sky world, come from the east, each day is the sun. We call this day sun, our eldest brother, is the head of the fire that was planted upon this land. It is the brother sun who shined the light upon the mother earth, so that as we are walking about, we can see our path. We can see the direction that we are going, that we can step over any obstruction in our path. We can see and recognize each other, that we are totally in a cycle, in a family way. It is this brother son who have been faithfully following this original instruction for hundreds and hundreds of years since the world was created. At nighttime, there's another sun that shines. We are instructed to call this night sun our grandmother, the moon. It is the night sun who is the head of all female life. It is this grandmother moon who determines when the children will be born. Many, many things we look for guidance for the grandmother moon and the stars at nighttime. We look to the moon when it's time to put seeds into the mother earth so that we may have a good direction, so that our seeds may grow and we'll harvest food plentiful for all of our people and all of our nation. Thus we use the grandmother moon for much guidance all the time, and so that there is never a complete darkness upon the mother earth. We are lucky, all of the people upon this land and this life, that we have a grandmother who too has followed this original instruction with the stars. Bring much beauty in the sky world at nighttime. If only for that beauty, we can all look up in the sky world and we can all be grateful. And we say thank you at this time, so be it our mind. There is another, and it is to the highest, it's the creator, a great spirit or God. In the Mohawk way, we call it Subayatisum. It doesn't matter what language or what creed, it's the same great maker, the one who made everything and finished it completely. It is the instruction, the way our people handed down to us, that we've never seen it. We don't know what it is that had the power to finish it so beautifully. We just know that when we look at all of the creation, when we see all this life, that is a beautiful thing, that we must be grateful all the time. We never try to imagine in our mind what it is. And so, in our Mohawk way, I ask to the Creator at this time, that as we are gathered here tonight, that our words may flow evenly to everyone's ear, that everyone might hear the words of Mohawk Nation, young people, that our words may flow evenly, not to harm you or to bring taken away peace in your ear. We just want to try to relate our culture way so that you can begin to understand the importance that our young people emphasize, that we must maintain our Indian ways of life. For the love of our children and our future generation, we must consider the earth as our mother, the trees, all the wildlife being a part of us. These are all the words I have at this time to officially open a council or gathering, social event or social dance where I come from. This is the way that they do it. And that's all I have to say.
American flutist Hovia Edwards from her Canyon Records CD song entitled Divine Peace, and that is her CD Reflections along with flutist Robert Tree Cody. Please listen now to our continuation of our speaker from the White Roots of Peace in this part two of our Wolf Mountain Native Radio's Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices presentation of the White Roots of Peace.
And I'm so sick of these missionaries come to me all the time, to my people, telling us this thing. I told that young lady, because I look on all the books, the Bible book. You know what it said on the Bible book? It says on there, the Romans say the same, the Methodists say the same, the Pentecost, the Jehovah's all say the same Bible. It said that Jesus Christ said, thou shall not steal. Y'all know what that means? When you don't steal something, you're not supposed to take something that don't belong to you. Very simple. Good word. That's what Jesus talked about. Then Jesus, he said too, if you got a little piece of bread, according to this book, cut that bread up so everybody's going to eat it. My gosh, that's an old Mohawk way. I like it. Jesus, pretty good words. Then he said, thou shalt not kill. Jesus talking about that. Old Mohawk grandfather, he said the same thing, but yet he didn't have no book. He believed it right here. Well, I couldn't understand it. I kind of told a young lady, I said, why don't you Christians are very much in trouble. We don't understand how come Catholics don't like Methodists and you, Jehovah's Witness, don't like none of the other ones. Yet you all carry the very same book with the very same words. What's wrong? Do you not understand English? Do you know how to read? Don't you know how to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 instead of 1, 9, 10, 11, 10? You count in order. Common sense. Logic. And I told a young lady, why don't you Christians make a big meeting someplace in Chicago or New York City? All you guys, take your books there and learn it together. And I wish you hurry up, because it says, thou shall not steal. Maybe my people get their country back here again. Thou shall not kill. Maybe there will be no more army if you believe in the Jesus Christ ways. Maybe there will be no poor, because it said, took the bread and cut it and they share everybody. There will be no poor then. I'm not a Christian at all, but I want to guarantee you one thing. The man Jesus Christ is my friend. He was a good man. In fact, he reminds me of the number one hippie. He's got a long hair, big shaggy beard. He's wearing a robe and sandal moccasin. Every time I look around the United States, I've seen a lot of Jesus Christ looking like people. I notice United States people, a lot of the young men and girls, they call hippies. I've done feel sorry for them a lot of times. Because I travel all over this country. And you know those young white men, United States people, they call hippies? I talk to them. They talk to me. And they said, do you know, you Indian Mohawk are lucky. You got grandfather and mother and father that loves you. This young white man hippie tell me, and a lot of them told me the same story. He said, you know, I got no home. This is what hippie told me. My father and my mother kicked me out of the house. They disowned me because they said I got filthy long hair. And until I cut my hair, can I come back to their house? I got a grandma. She's 85 years old. I go home with my grandma. I sit in my grandma's house. My grandmother put the white cloth around my shoulders. And she brushed my hair real nice. She took a comb and she split it real nice. My grandma does this to this hair a lot of times, because my grandma said, long ago, When God let us people live on this land and born as a small baby, she said, God put a stamp or a sanction to the baby's life on this land. That's why he put this hair as the stamp. And Grandma said, the longer your hair is, that means you never cut off God, the Great Spirit. That's why our people long ago has a long hair and long braids. Because they love a God. They didn't cut him off. And my grandma said, the longer a man's hair is, you must know that's a good medicine man. That's a good chief. He's got longer hair, the more kind he is. And my grandma said, watch out if you got a short hair. Watch him out. Man who's got short hair, certain amount of his brains will go out. My grandma said, man who's cut his hair all the time, he doesn't understand too easily. And if it's not his way, he'll make it his way. Man with short hair, rather than sit down and talk, he'll smack your face to make you understand a violent way. And my grandma said, watch out for men, beware if they got short hair, for they have cut off the spiritual life of this universe. They cut off. That's why I'm saying now, my people, I don't care if United States white man and mother and father just throw out his kids, cut them off. You are wrong. When you throw away your daughter and your son, you are wrong. That is your flesh and blood. That is your heartbeat in there. If my grandma ever threw me out, if my mother ever threw me out, I'd kill myself. I could not live without my grandma by my side and by in the back and in front of me. But my people said, we are glad United States white man is getting long hair again, because they are getting back to truth. They are going to communicate again with the spiritual God like old times. Must be Jesus Christ believed in the Indian way too. That's why he had long hair, the way I've seen thousands of pictures of him. See, I don't want to talk it, to point finger and say Catholics are no good. Methodists, I'm not saying that. And if you thought I'm saying that, you drew your own conclusions. I didn't say that. But I am saying this one thing. I got a young yit on my, you know, because I didn't live too long. I'm just a young Mohawk. Maybe I'm foolish a lot of times, I don't know. But if I ain't made a mistake in my analyzing, in my way I'm looking at this world, anybody please correct me and put me on the right road, and I will make no mistake and hurt nobody. But when those missionaries comes to us, in my eyes, it seems to me like those Catholics and Methodists and Pentecost and all of the others, they're going like this. They're raising their fist to God, the Great Spirit. They're saying, God, God, you are dumb. God, you are stupid. Because God, when you made those Mohawks and those Sioux and those Potawatomis, God, you forgot to finish the job. That's why we come along, we're going to help you out. We're going to Christianize them. We're going to tell them how to believe. We're going to tell them how to pray. Because God, you forgot to finish the job when you created them people. But this Mohawk, he's going to defend the God. And I said, God is not dumb. God is not stupid. God, when he made Mohawk and Potawatomi, God, you did a good job. When you give us our sun dance and our ceremony for rivers and trees and berries and moon, God, we honor you yet today. We're still doing that. God, never make no mistake. Why can't the missionaries understand that God, the creator of all things, There's only one religion the United States people's got. I really admire them very much, and I will shake their hand any day. You know who those are? I bet you can't guess. They are the Jewish people. Because I'm going to tell you, Jewish never come to try to take our soul or change us in any way. But the Jews set up trading posts a couple of hundred years ago and took all our money, but he didn't take our soul. And that's a wonderful thing, because he can have all the money I got, but just leave my heart alone, leave my soul alone. And to all the Jews here in this building, if there's any, I'm sure give you my appreciation to you for recognizing my people as a human being, as a product, a creation of God, for respecting my religious leaders and ceremonies. My people said that God made all the flowers in the world. He made everybody. He made even white men, black men, Indian, Chinese, and everybody. The great spirit did that. Old Mohawk said, God made the roses, God made the petunias and the daisies and the morning glory, the orchids, the petunias and the daffodils. And when he made all those flowers all over the world, he made some of them very short, some very tall, some of them is white, some of them is black, some of them is red and blue and purple. Each one's got their own identification, their own language, their own beauty. They're all different. And as we look and think over all those flowers in this world, in my mind, it presents the most beautiful bouquet arrangement of flowers I ever did think about. Because God made it that way. All different. And it's so beautiful that way. But can you imagine if we all jumped into the great old melting pot? If the roses, the petunias, and the daisies and the morning glories all jumped in the great old melting pot? And they all came out, all the flowers of the world. Red roses, you're going to get lonesome. You're going to die. You're going to get so sick of this monotonous red roses. It's going to be a terrible world. And it is the same way that God made Indian, black man, white man, Chinese, and Martians, or whatever you want to call them. He made them like those flowers. He made some of them white, some of them red, some of them black, some of them brown, some of them purple. He gave them identities, and he gave them nationalities. They're all different. They're all living. And all peoples of the world are supposed to present a beautiful bouquet, just like them flowers. Is that so hard to understand? That's God's natural law. Not to go and change everything, but to respect all things that are different. Because within the difference, there is great, great beauty and much joy to the minds of all mankind. I think it's getting late. I wish I could talk a more and longer time, but I know it's hard to sit down sometimes for a long time. But I want to leave you with this message that I think is very important. And it is one of our women who has many children. She spoke to the United States President and his army. She spoke to the world dictators and their armies. And she said, when you have polluted the last river, when you have caught the last fish, and when you have cut down the last tree, it is too bad that then and only then will you realize that you cannot eat all the money you have in the bank. And for the sake and the love of the children unyet born that will come to us 1,000 years from today, let us let those words of that woman and that mother find lodging in our minds and find a good cultivation that we may do something that will result in a good harvest and the security of an everlasting circle with no end on this land in life for our children that's not yet born, intellectuals gathered here tonight. And so now, that is all the words I have. And I hope that as I talk to you in the English language, that I have not offended someone, but that I have in the human way, with the spiritual way, explained in the proper light, that you may understand that my people is a human being, and God made us too, and we're like all races of the world, but we want the races of the world to like us too, and acknowledge us in our culture, in our beliefs, and not destroy us or interfere with God or He made us. Thank you for your kindness. Now.
You are listening to Yat Kedichi Native Center's Honoring Mother Earth and Indigenous Voices. Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices focuses on protecting Mother Earth and defending native lands and indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing native peoples throughout the world with native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of indigenous peoples. We are broadcasting on Radio for Peace International. Radio for Peace is the voice of peace, promoter of the environment, champion of human rights, denouncer of hate and injustice, advocate of the oppressed, defender of truth. Radio for Peace International is global community radio.
Well, dear friends, we are nearing the end of our broadcast time for this edition of Wolf Mountain Radio. We at Yat Kedichi Native Center really hope you appreciated our two-part series featuring the words from the White Roots of Peace presentation. Nearly a quarter century has passed since that visit to Wabanaki territory and the University of Maine. Their message then, caring for Mother Earth, for following the great law of peace, of being proud to be Indian and honoring our traditional cultural and spiritual ways, was a very special gift which had great influence in my life. I try to continue to walk the Red Road under the guidance of the great law of peace. I've had the honor to learn from a number of Haudenosaunee elders during the times it has been my privilege to visit their territory over the years. One very beautiful expression of this ethic is the book by Chief Jake Swamp entitled Giving Thanks, a Native American Good Morning Message. Chief Jake's words and illustrations by Aaron Printrup Jr. are very special. This book, published by Lee and Low Books, New York, is great for people of all ages. Chief Jake Swamp is the founder of the Tree of Peace Society. As most listeners of Wolf Mountain Native Radio know, he has traveled all over the world sharing the Haudenosaunee Great Law in speaking in defense of Mother Earth and all the relations, or as we say in my native language, Kinon Wontakwisin. I've had the honor to attend several of his Tree of Peace ceremonies and listen to him at a number of important conferences. I urge all of our worldwide listeners to learn more about Chief Jake Swamp's Tree of Peace Society. Their website is www.treeofpeace.org. Again, Chief Jake Swamp's Tree of Peace Society website is www.treeofpeace.org, or write to Tree of Peace Society, 326 Cook Road, Akwesasne Mohawk Nation. That's Akwesasne Mohawk Nation, Hogansburg, New York, zip code 13655 USA. The Tree of Peace Society is a nonprofit cultural and environmental organization that does wonderful intercultural education. Our final song today will be Oneida singer-songwriter Joanne Shenandoah's We Are the Iroquois.
held on to our culture now. Oh, for so long, though times have changed, we remain the same. We listen to our elders, they know the way. Ceremonies, social dances, songs that we sing, being proud of our traditions, we all feel within. It's the feeling of the young, it's the knowledge of the old. Many lessons in the legend that are told, deep in the heart, deep in the mind. Beneath the great white pines, we are the Iroquois. We are strong. We've held on to our culture now. Oh, for so long. Though times have changed, we remain the same. Listen to our elders, they know the way.
Listening to Yat Kedishi Native Centers, Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Yat Kedishi Native Center is an intertribal, cultural, environmental, educational, social justice, and news media organization. We welcome your comments, questions, and suggestions. Please feel free to write to Yat Kedishi Native Center. Our mailing address is Yat Kedishi, 1731 16th Avenue Northeast, Naples, Florida, 34120, USA. Once again, if you want to write to Yat Kedishi Native Center, our address is Yat Kedishi, capital Y-A-T, capital K-I-T-I-S-C-H-E-E, 1731 16th Avenue Northeast. The city is Naples, capital N-A-P-L-E-S, state of Florida, zip code 34120, USA. You can also email us at yatkedishi@earthlink.net. Our email is yatkedishi@earthlink.net. I want to share with our listeners Yat Kedishi Native Center's mission statement and vision statement. Yat Kedishi Native Center, protecting Mother Earth and promoting the cultural lifeways of indigenous peoples throughout the world. Mission statement. Yat Kedishi is an intertribal cultural, environmental, educational, social justice, news media organization. Our purpose is to promote earth ethics in order for people to have more reverence for Mother Earth and respect for the world's indigenous peoples. Yat Kedishi serves to inform, educate, and enlighten people about important issues facing the well-being of all life on our planet. Yat Kedishi focuses on defending native lands and indigenous peoples throughout the world. Our goal is to portray native peoples and their worldviews in a more accurate and in-depth depiction of both our ancestral in contemporary cultures. We serve to educate by providing a deeper understanding of our diverse cultures, arts, values, histories, wisdoms, in contemporary situations. Yad Kiddushi Native Center's vision statement. Yad Kiddushi's programs and projects serve to honor Native peoples throughout the world by being a voice for our ancestors, contemporary and future generation. Our center educates the public on important issues facing indigenous communities. Native peoples throughout the world are concerned for the well-being of Sacred Mother Earth, tribal sovereignty, self-determination, peace, and respect for our cultural lifeways. We work in support of cultural, environmental, social justice, and sustainable community development by networking with other organizations and events that share our concerns. Yad Kiddushi serves as a focal point for Native news and information. We maintain a documentary library for networking with the Native and international press. Our media service, Wolf Mountain Radio, hosts and produces the award-winning Honoring Mother Earth and Indigenous Voices program that is broadcast around the world on Radio for Peace International. That's global community radio station, www.rfpi.org, and on Radio for All's webcast network. That's www.radioforall.net. And I want our listeners to know that in addition to our award-winning Wolf Mountain Radio, Yad Kiddushi Native Center has a number of programs and projects. Our first project is the Galuska Watchanabe Speakers Bureau. Galuska Watchanabe is a talking stick or talking feather used by Native spokespeople. Speaking with the Galuska Watchanabe reminds both the speaker and audience to have respect for each other and to listen carefully without judgment. Yad Kiddushi Native Center honors this ethic. We are experienced in hosting school, conference, and community presentations. Yad Kiddushi Native Center's Mishkwinatucky Native Forums. Mishkwinatucky refers to the Red Earth peoples or indigenous peoples. Yad Kiddushi Native Center is experienced in planning conferences and forums. Please contact us to help you organize and host symposiums, powwows, cultural events, and concerts. Yad Kiddushi Native Center's Usit Gamu Environment Program. Protecting Mother Earth, Usit Gamu, is a primary concern of indigenous peoples throughout the world. We work to defend Mother Earth by fighting energy, environment, and natural resource issues around the globe. We are active in the international environmental justice movement. Yad Kiddushi Native Center's Wakatrobi Earth Charter Project. Wakatrobi Earth Charter Project is an environmental and earth ethics educational project. Wakatrobi is based on caring for the earth and having reverence for all life. Our project promotes the Earth Charter's values and principles for a sustainable future. This philosophy follows the indigenous people's ethic of being concerned for future generations of all life. Wakatrobi, the great blue heron marsh bird, represents the native ethic of peace. Please refer to Wakatrobi Earth Charter's project brochure and website. The Wakatrobi Earth Charter Project is environmental and earth ethics education, communication, and action. Yad Kiddushi Native Center's Ganili Goa program focuses on peace, social justice, and native rights. Peace education and conflict mediation training, monitoring social justice and human rights issues, and supporting indigenous sovereignty and self-determination. And finally, Yad Kiddushi Native Center's Kiniwantakwas and Native Arts Gallery and Custom Orders. Kiniwantakwas and Native Arts is quality handcrafted traditional and contemporary fine arts and crafts. Pottery, flutes, jewelry, beadwork, leather pouches, dream catchers. Please refer to our descriptive pamphlet, which is available by request. I want to thank you for listening to Yad Kiddushi Native Center's Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. Aho, kinamwa takwasin to all of our relations.